Bez Hashem, we conclude Perek Chof, share number 81 in Zachar Miriam, a very timely topic. As we will say tomorrow, Hashem Zecharon Yivarech, Yivarech es Beis Yisrael, Yivarech es Beis Aron, Yivarech Iri Hashem, Atanim Agdoilim. We will recite this in Hallel. Explains the Chofetz Chaim, what does it mean when we say Hashem Zecharonu? Hashem who has remembered us for the hundreds of years that were Moitzin Nefesh al-Kiddush Hashem, and were Roy, were fit, L'Geulo Amitis, for the ultimate redemption. This is what it means, Hashem Zecharonu, says the Chofetz Chaim. And then we continue, Yivarech es Beis Yisrael. That refers to Klal Yisrael in general. Then we continually say, Yivarech es Beis Aron, in the Schus of the Kohanim, such as the Beis Chashmonaim, where Moisin Nefesh, the Ramban says in Parshas Vayechi, Il Molo Yehem Nishtachu Toyim Yisrael, if not for the Kohanim fighting the Chashmonaim against the Yavanim, we would have lost everything. Nishtachu Toyim Yisrael. We would not exist. We're asking Hashem, remember the Schus of the Beis Aron, the Beis Chashmonaim. And then we conclude that Hashem remembers Yirei Hashem. Hashem should remember the Yirei Hashem, Haktanim Magdolim. The Ma'orim, these are the ones that arouse Klal Yisrael to fulfill the Torah, to do the mitzvahs. Zechusim Gedoilu Ru'uyim Shizbarchu Gam Kein Haktanim Magdolim. The Yirei Hashem, their Zechus is so tremendous that in their Zechus there should be bracha that should come to the Gedoilim and the Ketanim, to everyone. We'll recite this as we enter in Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. In Hallel, the Chofetz Chaim is telling us through these different points of the hundreds and hundreds of years of being Mais and Nefesh to do the mitzvahs of Hashem, Hashem should bring the Geula Shleima Bekorah Meherah B'Yameinu. Amen.